Thank you, choir and Lynn. That was absolutely beautiful. So our scripture for today comes from Acts 16. It's New Testament, of course, and 9 to 16. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him, saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately crossed over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. He set sail from Troas, took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and there to Philippi, which is the leading city in the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we were supposed there was a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, listened to us, as she was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer of purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, please come and stay in my home." And she prevailed upon us. That is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Dorothy. I do need to make a note. I left out of our announcements. There is a mistake in your bulletin. The hymn following the sermon is number 307, not 207. So let us pray. Lord God, the Holy Scripture is your gift to us. A gift that we can open and reopen and reopen again. As we open the gift of this passage this morning, may your Spirit guide us in our reflections upon it. Amen. I always enjoy Graduate Recognition Sunday. It's good to see people like Sarah and Jack mark a milestone in their lives. And I'm glad that we get to share in that milestone with you. Congratulations again to both of you who are graduating and going on, and we do wish you a great farewell. I thought, since you all heard they have quite the interest in sports, so I thought I'd begin this morning by talking about football. Okay, Jack, of course, knows all about football because, well, Jack, you played at Westerville South, and sounds like you're going to keep playing some. Sarah, given your major and your advanced degree, I'm going to guess that you know a little bit about football. And of course, you went to an SEC school, which is all about football, although your school is about basketball, I know. But Kentucky did have a bit of a football renaissance where you were there, didn't they? We can give you credit for that, right? If they start sinking down to the bottom again after you leave, we will give you credit for their success. So I thought, since both of you know football, I'd talk a little bit about football this morning. The part of football I want to talk about is the audible. The audible, I'm sure as you both know, is when the quarterback calls one play in the huddle and then changes the play right before the ball is hiked. I mean, to give an example, suppose the play is called in the huddle is a run up the middle, but when the quarterback breaks the huddle and goes to the line of scrimmage, he sees two great big hulking linemen, linebackers lined up where that running play is supposed to go. And so what does the quarterback do? He changes the play. He calls an audible. He calls out words and numbers that tell the rest of the team that he is changing the play. And the play, a new play will be run, and they all listen and they know their assignments for the new play. And so perhaps, since it was going to be a run up the middle, he changes it to a run around the end, which would appear much more likely to succeed. I know you're all scratching your heads there on what does this have to do with our scripture this morning. Well, in our passage from Acts, Paul is calling an audible. Well, maybe better said, God is calling an audible for Paul. Paul, as you might remember, was the first great missionary for the church. He was converted on the Damascus Road, and afterwards he went out into the world and preached the good news of Jesus to whomever would listen. He went throughout the Mediterranean world, starting churches and being an ambassador for Christ. In chapter 16, Paul begins another of his famous missionary journeys with plans to go along the coast of Asia, which is present-day Turkey. However, in verse 7 of chapter 16, we read, when they had come opposite Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Now, if you're keeping with my football metaphor, the Spirit of Jesus just lined up to stop the running play Paul had just called. And this is where the audible comes in verses 8 and 9, which begins where Dorothy read this morning. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas, and during the night Paul had a vision, and there stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And so Paul's plan to go and travel along through Asia was changed by God's audible. Paul had a new set of instructions to stop trying to go to Asia, instead cross over to Macedonia, which is part of Greece at the time, and begin his ministry in Europe. Many of us, I would guess all of us, have been in situations before where we were planning to do something only to have our plans change at the last minute. Sometimes they are minor changes, like planning to go to the pool only to have a storm come up and causes you to spend the day inside. Other times these changes are more significant and we have to adjust our whole life and sometimes even our life plans. High school graduates are making plans to attend college or go into the military or get a job with a local company. College graduates are looking to go to grad school or to start a career in their chosen fields. And we all wish our graduates success in whatever they choose to do. But all of us realize that sometimes we are forced to call an audible. Things don't go as we had hoped. Something or somebody gets in the way. And when that happens, we have to change our plans and go in a new direction. And this is true whether you're a high school graduate or college graduate just beginning in the world, or you are a senior citizen with decades of life experience. It happens to all of us all the time. Plans are made, then plans have to be changed. What we miss, however, is that God is always at work in our lives, calling those audibles that will set us on new paths with new possibilities. I heard Jack mention baseball. I had a friend in college who played baseball. He loved it, and he was pretty good at it. He was so good, in fact, he was invited to try out for a professional baseball team. And I remember when he came back to the dorm how excited he was. He practiced extra hard for the next month so that he was ready when he went off to the tryouts. I still remember the day he came back and the look of dejection that was on his face. He discovered what many young athletes discover, that he might be good, but he wasn't anywhere good enough to make it as a pro baseball player. And so he had to come up with new plans. But then who hasn't had life dreams like that shattered? Maybe you had hopes of getting a certain job, but the company wouldn't hire you. Or maybe you had always wanted to go on a cruise, but you could never afford it. Or maybe you wanted to be first chair in the school band, but somebody always beat you out. Maybe you dreamed that your child would become a doctor, excuse me, only to see him become something else instead. Maybe you always planned on, and you fill in the blank, only to have those plans blocked in some way. And so we can understand Paul's situation. He wants dearly to do his missionary work in Asia, but time and time again he finds his way blocked, and thus Paul is left to figure out what to do. Do you suppose Paul knew the saying, when God closes a door, he opens a window? I doubt it, and yet it seems to apply here, doesn't it? I went to look up this quote and found out it was attributed to Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone. However, this quote was slightly different and even more profound, I think, for Bell once said, "When a door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully at the closed door that we do not see the one which is opened for us." My baseball-playing friend couldn't seem to get over his baseball disappointment. I remember about a year later, a career counselor came to our dorm to talk to us about majors and careers, and my friend raised his hand and basically told the counselor his sad story of failing to make the pro baseball team. And then he asked, "What can I do now?" The counselor listened attentively and then suggested he might consider coaching or getting a job in sports marketing or sports communications so he could be around the sport he loved. But my friend would have none of it. And so he was so set in his dream that all he could say was, "Who wants to do that when you could be out there on the field playing?" He was staring at the closed door, wasn't he? For Paul, the answer to disappointment was to keep going. He couldn't go to Bithynia, so he went down to Troas. And it was there that the Holy Spirit came to him in a dream and directed him to go where he should go next, to Europe. And it was a good thing, too, for it shaped the future of Christianity. One of the pastors I worked with years and years ago used to do some sailing, and he told me once that a sailboat was easy to turn if it was moving. When a sailboat is moving, you can use the rudder and the sails to change direction, but if the boat is standing still, it is almost impossible to turn. It is, as they say, dead in the water. So it is with us as well. Paul kept moving. When he was turned back at one place, he moved on to Troas to try another way. And when he was turned back there, he kept moving, spreading the word as he went. And finally, he found the right direction, the one that God wanted him to go on. And from there, his ministry reached to new lands and new successes. And that seems to be the message for us this morning as well. First, that our plans are not always God's plans for us. And we will discover that our way is blocked one way or another. Second, we can't stand there staring at the closed door, for we will miss the door that God is opening for us. And third, we need to keep moving so that God can turn us in the direction God wants us to go. And then fourth, and it may take several disappointments, before we find the way that God wants us to go. And finally, Paul's story reminds us that when we find ourselves listening to God's audible, we'll find that God's plans are really worth pursuing. Amen.